What up, guys? It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, and I am here for the first time this 2020 with my peeps. I'm here with, go ahead, girl.
It's Ashley.
Oh, please. Whatever, girl.
What?
I'm here with Ashley. Ashley C is in the building, and none other.
The Wednesday gentleman. What's going on, people?
Whatever, Mike Dodd.
Why he always try to do
he always
like
try
that.
To do, like, you know, the most with his voice. That's why the women be like, ooh, we like Mike.
Exactly.
Oh, y'all gonna like when y'all see this go around. Yes, sir.
Oh, dear.
So, take my money.
Oh, you giving money?
Oh, okay.
Shit. If you giving money, then we might need to see the Wednesday gentleman. Anyway, guys, so listen. I did a podcast without you guys. I don't know if y'all listened to it.
I did.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So,
I was a little hurt by it.
By your vision?
How the fuck are you hurt by it?
I wasn't really hurt, but I was a little hurt.
Because I ain't a part of it.
Well, I had to do something. I was like,
I'm just a side nigga. That's
listen,
what
okay? So stupid. Talking about just a side nigga. No, I literally had to get something out there because I did not want to be stagnated by anything. And I just wanted to put something out there to just give me motivation to keep going.
Okay.
So that's what that was all about. I did not say fuck it to my friends. I love you guys. I'm just glad that you're back. We all had. Well, I know for me, I can't speak for anybody else. I had a hectic ass work schedule from Black Friday up until maybe a week ago. Mm-hmm. So we decided to come together and do some different things to change some things around because we want everybody to feel inclusive, including the men of this show.
Thank you.
So guys, we have a little change coming about, and right now, we decided to change the dang truth to Cosmos and Cognac. Hello.
Hey.
I think this is a good one.
Hey.
The Cosmos of the group is me and Ashley, of course.
Duh.
We're the Cosmos. And the Cognac is none other than the DOC himself, the DOCK.
Y'all know I'm that good, Brian.
My doc. So basically, guys, we're going to flip the script a little bit, and we're going to consider the podcast Cosmos and Cognac, hitting you with the dang truth all the dang time. So we still got the dang truth in there. It's just kind of in our tagline, but, you know.
It's good. I like it.
I think it's really cool. I think it's cute. I think it's sexy. I think it's all of the above. So welcome to the new show.
Yay.
Yay. Cosmos and Cognac.
Only Mike.
So guys, we have a fabulous show. It's a little somber, but we're going to get into it right after this break. Don't go nowhere. All right, guys. So we are back. Everybody is at Mike. You need to fill up your glass. You need to get a little bit more to drink.
I'm good. We'll be taking care of that on the Super Bowl.
Listen, exactly.
True.
So, because you know, if we're Cosmos and Cognac, we definitely need liquor sponsors. So get into it.
Okay.
Anybody who has a new liquor or a new beverage that they would like to go ahead and just put it out there,
I'm just saying.
We will go ahead and happily sip and taste it and promote it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, guys, all right, so word in the streets. I don't even know how to start this right now, but let's just go ahead and get into it. Kobe Bryant, I had a whole show planned out and just ready to go, and I literally deleted it all because it is so hard to believe that Mamba is gone. Mm. Kobe, our sweet Kobe. Now, I'm going to tell you guys, when I fell in love with Kobe Bryant was when he was Moesha's boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay, like, I thought he was the cutest thing ever. Watching my hit TV show in the 90s, Moesha, I just thought that he was a gentle soul then. I think that he was a gentle soul going into adulthood. Some things have come about with Kobe's death. Let's just talk about it. I know Mike said he's unable to really talk about it because he's a humongous fan. But as we all know, Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna, along with 8 other individuals, died in a helicopter crash about 2 weeks ago. It's still kind of hard to process for a lot of people. I think for me, it's harder to, and I think that it might be the same way for Vanessa and her other babies, is because I don't believe that the bodies were recovered. But for me, when my brother passed away, it was hard for me to kind of grasp that death because he was cremated. And I wasn't able to see him one last time. And I feel like I'm processing this same death because the same way, because I know that there won't be any bodies really there. But so many speculations, so many investigations. They were saying that the weather was horribly bad for anybody to be flying. Up in the air flying during that time. Some things that I kind of want to speak on is, number one, TM fucking Z. Let's talk about it.
What were they talking about?
Well, TMZ was the one who broke the news, and Vanessa found out about it on social media. Which leads me to this.
TMZ is messy.
I think the media is messy.
Okay.
I think everybody wants to break the story first. Right. And they don't take into consideration
that these families are human beings and these are people with feelings.
I mean, even after the families are notified, I think that it's okay to report the news and report the real truth of the news. I've been there. I was told that my brother was dead through WIS News. I remember it vividly, and it's something that is so jarring. It's something that is so shocking. It was devastating. And so I just can only imagine how Vanessa felt, along with her 17-year-old daughter, finding out that their husband and their father died in this way. Another issue that I have is people on social media, even newscasters, talking about his rape case, which he was not a convicted rapist. If he was, I'm sure his NBA career would have been over and he would have been incarcerated. However, white America saw so fit to go and put out there that he was a rapist. And I want to give a big, huge shout out. Ashley, you sent me the clip of the woman who came to Kobe's defense and said that if you're going to put that narrative out there, you need to speak the full truth of that narrative.
Correct.
He was not convicted as a rapist. But also, just the timing of it all.
It's just inappropriate.
It's inappropriate. And it goes back to the saying that is in the Bible, those who are without sin, go cast ahead and the cast the first stone.
That's nobody. So everybody sit your ass down.
Right now in 2020, I'm gonna say this because I've seen so many people go on and talk about this incident, from him being a quote unquote rapist to how much money is the family going to get. I realize that there are a lot of dark people in the world, and you're gonna either be the light or you're gonna be the darkness. Now, however, I don't want to showcase these people because I feel like you're giving your light upon dark people. And I just don't want to do it. So I will never showcase people who speak or spew ignorant stuff. Right now I'm in this growth period where you have a lot of people who are MAGA supporters and racists and people who are extremists. I just don't want to give life to them. I don't want to shed any type of light to them. And in this time, I don't want to shed any light to them as well. I just want to, you know, talk about Kobe being the first to do so many things, being the first person to even win an Oscar, to be the first person to actually take care of his family. And the one thing that I honestly loved about this whole story is that he said that he got these helicopters because he was missing out on so many of his children, his daughter's
just little things with his
recitals and things like that. He said that he wanted, he said if it was even just 20 or 30 minutes in the car to take them where they needed to be, he wanted to be there. And I want to commend him for being a great girl dad. I want to commend him for being the first to do so many things, to be the first person to graduate from high school and to make it into the NBA and to win all these gold medals for the USA and to just be a great spokesperson and role model for the NBA. I just want to say his legacy will live on. He is not dead. He will always live forever. So on that note, lights up for Kobe. Say prayers, shed light and love to his family. And we're just not going to talk about these motherfucking haters. The end.
I'm with it.
All right, guys. So that was Word on the Streets. We'll be right back with our main topic of the day. What's y'all goals? Y'all got goals for 2020?
Yes.
Yes.
I got goals too. Anyway, let's get into it. We'll be right back after this break. Well, welcome back on that note. If you only got to hear the behind the scenes. You know what? One day I'm going to just do a recording of the behind the scenes. Because people will be like, oh, shit. Like, word? Like, it's really like that, dog? Anyway, guys, welcome back. We're back to, you know, the main topics for today. I really, really, really need to know what's going on with us for 2020. We got some major goals, and let's talk about them. Ashley, what's your goal for 2020? What you want to accomplish in 2020? And don't say no weight loss.
I am. Okay. So thank you. I want to get back to my 25 years, you know.
But why?
Because it's better.
Okay.
It's better. Like,
I got an issue with that, Ashley.
You know what? I was always, like, afraid, like, oh, if I let myself go, people won't like me. But it's like, I don't have that problem. So it's like, why not just go
ahead? Let yourself go.
Girl, I'm actually considered thick now.
To be honest, I don't ever want to go back to my teenage.
I don't want to be teenage size, but I want to be, like, my size when I was, like, 28.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's
like... It's a goal. I feel like, you know, I do want to be healthier. Like, I want to be healthier, so that's why I'm doing the intermittent fasting thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to sit here and kill myself and be an IG gym rat. Like, these bitches get paid to stay in the gym like that all day. Mm-hmm. I got shit to do. I got bills to pay. I got work to do. I will work out 3 to 4 times a week, and I will cut back on the dumb shit that I've been eating. Mm-hmm. But, bitch, you're going to get what I give you. All 2020 long.
Well, I know. I just want to be
pussy
fine,
still
though.
Good.
Okay. Well. There you have
pussy
it,
pussy still ladies. Good.
Okay.
Yikes. Still tight.
Woo.
Still wet. And
you
got a little tire up of it. Above it. It's
Mike.
All right. Hold on to it, bitch.
You want me to go get you something else to drink?
Mike over here swallowing hard.
Okay, so aside
right,
from
ahead.
Just like losing,
your goals,
dropping a few pounds.
Okay,
I want to start back traveling more. People know me to be like an avid traveler. So
why don't you just come back from New York?
Okay, I was in New York, right? But
Ashley, you travel like 92% of the year. What the fuck is she talking about?
Okay, I used to do a lot more travel. Like last year, I did not travel that much.
Okay.
I literally only went out the country once. So, like, I want to, like, go out the country more than once. So, traveling, I want that to increase a little bit.
Love her.
I want to have, like, multiple streams of income.
Okay.
Like, multiple streams of income. So, okay. I've looked into real estate investing.
Okay.
I've actually already started the process, so we'll see how that goes.
And we're gonna bring somebody on who does real estate. Investing in real estate and investing. Period.
This year, I'm doing my best.
Why you gotta breathe hard? Shit.
I'm gonna start saying no.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give you a reason why I'm saying no. Because I don't owe people a reason for why I'm saying no. But understand that if I was able to say yes, I would say yes. But today it's no.
Gotcha.
And that's just what it is.
That makes sense.
I'm just tired of like having to explain myself. Like, people always feel like they deserve an explanation whenever they come to you for something and you're unable to.
So you got a whole bunch of people asking you for money.
Okay. Damn.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, basically.
Gotta learn to say no.
I posted that up on my Facebook. I was like, but I'm gonna start selling weed, babysitting, and doing hair on the side.
It's more than this money, but it's like, come to my event. No.
Yeah, a lot of people
I'm tired. You know, like normally I'm like, I give an excuse. I'm tired. Been working all week. I'm not gonna say I'm a people pleaser, but I want people to know that I support them, basically.
Oh, for sure.
But it's like now it's getting to be like those lines are getting skewed, and people don't understand that just because I'm saying no doesn't mean I don't support what you're doing in this moment. I just am unable.
But in regards to that, basically, you know, when you tell somebody no, like, I got a friend that's having an event Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
That's during the week.
Right.
I can't make that.
Right.
Because I'm all over the state, and then I got to go home and be dad. So I can't just, not on a Tuesday night. That's a school night.
Well, not only that, when you say no to people who do certain things like this, it also shows them how to be a better person in business, or to be a better person, period.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're telling me that you're going to have your major event on a night that people have to go to work the next day, or they have children and responsibilities, maybe you might want to find a way to do it and market yourself better where you can have it on a day that's conducive, where it can't just be your mama and them coming to show up,
right.
You know? And then sometimes you have to say no to people like your family and your close friends so that they can find a way to get themselves out of the hole and not be dependent on just you.
Yeah.
So that no is actually a yes, because it's making them stronger individuals.
Mm-hmm.
It's making them better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that being a yes person to so many people not only handicaps them, but it handicaps you because it's wearing you down.
Yes.
Especially when you're not really there.
Right.
You know, you're doing it because you want to save face. Not good.
Yeah.
So that no is actually a yes to making them a better person, a yes to making them a more responsible person, a yes to making them a better business person.
A yes to them cutting you off.
Yeah. I mean, and even if you have to cut me off for however long that you need to cut me off.
Do it.
You know, at the end of the day, when you see that I actually did this because I love you and I want you to be a better person, not just depend solely on me, they'll come back.
True.
Because before you need them, they'll need you. Why, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need you. You need me, however.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to cut me off, so be it.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't change that the way that I love you. The way I love you has always been there. Because, you know, my whole thing is this. I am a business person at heart. My dad was an entrepreneur, and that's pretty much what I was born with, that type of skill.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole thing is this, y'all. My family and my friends that don't support me never stopped me from doing the shit that I wanted to do.
That's true.
If anything, it added fuel to my fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This whole bitch focus stuff. You want to know how many of my family members tried to tell me that I was not, this was not holy? Right.
Holy.
Listen, you want to know when I did my event for AIDS and HIV research and I said, oh, well, it's a lingerie masquerade type of thing. You want to know how many people knocked that and told my mom that that was something that was unholy? But I'm bringing awareness to my community. It didn't stop me. So if you are really a hustler,
what was the? I don't understand. I remember the event. What was the purpose of them? Like, how was it? Where did they see it to be unholy?
I had a couple of family members that made some comments to my mom stating that they felt like it was going to be like a freak show. Like it was supposed to be something that had to do with like, you know, like a sex party or something, like an orgy
so
shit.
So they think our generation is just overly sexualized.
The thing about it is that it's not just our generation, it's our world that's overly sexualized. And that's why I wanted to have this event to say, and if you're going to have sex, then be protective. It's all right to have sex and be free and to have fun while you have sex. But let's be real here. The top leaders of people of new cases of HIV in Atlanta are Black women. How can I save my sisters from getting AIDS and HIV? Mm-hmm. Well, hey, I'm going to tell them what a dental dam is. Well, hey, I'm going to tell them how they can perform fellatio with a condom. Not saying that we're going to openly do it, but we are showing and we're giving advice to people who might not know.
That would have been a true live crucial.
But then, you know what? What's really funny, and this is what I just... One day I was in the shower, like maybe 2 weeks ago, and I said, you know what? The people who condemn people the most and have the most negative shit to say are the ones that are fighting the demons themselves.
Yes.
They're fighting the biggest fucking demons themselves.
I hate
themselves.
To like, put like, my family business like out there like that.
But it's true.
I have some like aunties and cousins that are super holier than thou. And I remember specifically at a Thanksgiving, I went and made myself a drink. I think it was wine or something.
Uh-huh.
And one of them walked up to me and they said, alcohol? And I was like...
Why is it there?
Yes. Mind you, my mom was there. My mom doesn't care. Like,
we're at
Thanksgiving dinner. This is supposed to be about fellowship, all this stuff.
Right.
Oh, the Bible said, nah, 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 Jesus. And I'm just like...
And they're ignorant because the number one reason why Jesus turned water into wine was because
the party was lame.
No, it was...
That's why he did it.
The custom was, it was improper. It was improper not to have wine at a party during those times in day.
And I feel like deep down, they are
people just need to really learn the Bible
alcoholism.
And stop using it to
and
condemn
that's really
people.
What I think it is. They have struggles with alcohol, and
that
they just
part.
Don't want to see
other people indulge
or whatever.
That's just like me. You know, and it's funny that you said that you're doing like... you know, health, weight loss and all this stuff, right? So I'm the only one in the house right now who's doing the fucking intermittent fasting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody eats. When I'm not eating, you think I'm going to sit back and tell them, no, you can't eat right now. Mike came over here with a big ass bag of Doritos today and it was 1:30 and I was like, God damn it. I want them Doritos so bad, but I cannot eat until 2:00.
That's my lunch.
I'm just saying, like at the end of the day, I'm not putting it down on Mike. You should be eating those Doritos. Do you know how much sodium is in that? What is the portion size, Mike? I don't do that. If you do what you want to do, then that's on you. I'm not going to put that on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My weight loss doesn't have nothing to do with Mike. My sobriety don't have nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Do you?
Well, I would hope your weight loss has something to do with me.
What you mean?
Oh, he wants to be like a positive.
I want to be a positive because they always, y'all always.
Oh, you've inspired me to want to lose weight or something like that.
I inspire myself. I see my mom upstairs struggling with high blood pressure. I didn't want it. I see my daddy, you know, die from diabetes. I don't want it. So at the end of the day, if you want to do something for you. It's not for everybody else. I.e. going back to your business. if this is your business, this is your business. Mm-hmm. This is not all your family and friends are going to support you in your business. Mm-hmm. They don't see the vision. However, you do. Mm-hmm. So if you see the vision, then you make it happen. Mm-hmm. You make it plain. It's not for your family members and your friends to support you. Mm. It's just not.
No, I like it when you do that.
Oh,
what did okay. I do?
Did like, I preach a word?
I'm like, damn,
did I preach a word?
Okay, Nancy. Damn, girl.
You know, somebody told me that I was going to be a preacher one day, and I was like, well, when I become, you know, holy and sanctified and I leave some of my heathenistic ways, I might just open a church. You know?
Yeah, you got to leave
preachers
those heathenistic
are
ways.
The richest people, right?
That ain't never happening over here. But back to what we were talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so what's your 2020 goal, Mike?
My 2020 goal has to do with finances. I too want to do the multiple revenue streams. Mm-hmm. Right now, I have three.
Very good.
Praise God. Let me get a dollar.
Man, I need it
I'll
all
make you a holler.
Student loans are the biggest gangsters
oh,
ever.
Jesus.
Okay.
So that's why I have three. So the biggest thing is to put out the book this year. So I finally finished the last chapter.
Woohoo!
And so now I'm reading it over. I actually have a friend of mine. She read it over, liked it. And so I'm sending it to an editor within the next 2 weeks.
Is it an easy read?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yes. It's basically the blogs that I've written over the years.
Okay.
And I'm just putting them in chronological order.
Oh, nice.
From the main culprit, whose name is Eric Houston. So you're going to see a lot of things from his point of view and how he affects all these lives. Okay. And how he comes into power. Mm. So he's going to be doing away with the old regime and he's going to create the new regime. But the thing that I like about it for me is that it is the start of another Black Wall Street.
Ooh.
Now, even though I have put in the sex and the, you know, the action and all of that, let's not be mistaken. This man wants a Black Wall Street. And because we don't, and this is just my opinion. Let me just, this is Michael Dock's opinion, the Wednesday Gentleman's opinion, that we do not come together as a people. He will say, okay, I want you and you together. And however I got to put y'all together to make this happen, this is what's going to happen. So it sometimes is not the best ways, but it happens and it takes place. And so we're building wealth in the community.
It's getting the job done.
It's getting the jobs done. So by hook or by crook, if he has to kill folks or whatever, you know, Eric Houston is going to be a guy you may hate, but you're going to love in the same vein.
He's like a ghost.
Kind of, sort of. But he reminds me of Denzel Washington's character in Training Day. The effect that I always have with Denzel is that he always plays a cop. He always plays the good guy. It was hard for me to accept that he was the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
And so it's going to be hard for you to accept that Eric is the bad guy. But he is very much the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
And I like him.
Oh, this sounds good.
A lot.
Okay. So multiple streams of income, your book, anything else?
Just to continue the healthy life that I've established.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I lost over 70 pounds.
Woo! Chef!
That's great.
So this year...
Looking like a whole snack.
So this year, you know, I'm trying, but I still ain't got, you know...
Come on, Mike.
You don't got people eating?
But,
damn it.
I think people just scared, but...
They might be intimidated.
But basically, I'm just trying to continue in that vein. So... Those are the big things for me.
All right.
And what about you?
So my main goal in 2020 is getting this boy, my nephew, to walk across the stage. Hallelujah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. So Ian is graduating.
Yes, Lord. That's so good.
May 2020. And I mean, like, it's...
Does he want me to come to the graduation?
I mean, he has a crush on Ashley. I know he does. I know he has a crush on Ashley. Yes. Like, nobody. Do you know that
your mom calls it out every
time? And she calls it out and embarrasses him like hell every time. But anyway, yes.
Oh, he
likes him some chocolate, honey. Which is amazing because, you know, all his girlfriends Mexican.
What?
Oh, wow.
Mexican or white girls. Yeah, he has a type.
Wow. That's like your girl.
What girl?
Ooh.
Oh, I hope that the microphone didn't hear that.
I don't think it did, but
yeah.
Let you know, girl.
So my main goal is to, and I mean, to be honest, y'all, it's been a feat. It has been something that has been totally challenging. Just, you know, not me being an aunt. I'm not a mom. I didn't have these children. But seeing him walk across that stage is going to be my ultimate goal.
We're going to need a fan for, you know, we're going to have a fan. Mm-hmm.
I probably will cry. I know I will cry. The second thing that I would really like to do is to be more financially fit. I am going to go into some things personally that I need to do. Also, it's funny that Ashley says that she is going to start saying no, but for me, I can't say no because so many people who rely on me and are, you know, my children. Basically, mm-hmm. I can't say no to them. Gotta feed them, gotta clothe them, gotta keep shelter over their heads. But being more financially fit is going to help me propel my life. And the third thing.
Okay.
The third thing is that I just want to get out of my box. I kind of want to...
Girl, yes. This girl don't like to go nowhere.
Shut up, Ashley.
You remember her birthday?
You
tried to get her to go somewhere?
Her birthday.
She
at the last minute. I'm not doing anything. I don't feel like it. I'm just not.
No.
You know what I ended up doing? That birthday, I ended up coming over here. And I was literally like, we are going to write down... 30-something things in case she doesn't want everyone to know how old she is. things that you are blessed for. Or things that...
She actually made me cry. She made me cry on that day.
We got paper and pencil. Because I was like, this is... really?
Okay. So let me just say this.
Even her mom chimed in was like, you need to do this.
Okay. So, and she said it just like that. Like, my answer. Listen, I can honestly say this. I think the most memorable birthdays I had was when my dad was alive. Mm. My dad made sure that I had...
Because you're the princess. You know what I'm
I
saying?
I had birthdays. Yeah. So when my dad died, I stopped celebrating my birthday. And I know it's weird. He's been dead for a very, very long time. But I just stopped celebrating. And my cousin, she's like, I'm coming down from Boston and we're going to do something for your birthday. I was like, I'm going to be working.
You're like, who worked on their birthday? Like, ask me, have I ever worked on my birthday?
I worked on my birthday.
I've worked on my birthday.
I don't. Up to this point,
but this year,
I have
this,
not.
Last year, I made it a point because
to celebrate you.
I was happy for life. First
yeah.
of all.
And you need to be able to.
And you should celebrate life.
Celebrate
one
that.
One of my friends has told me, he was like, Mike, whatever you do, make sure that you celebrate life. Every year is not guaranteed
it's
to
not.
You.
Amen.
And so you have to do that. So, you know, when I was like, yo, we gonna do something. Well, I'm just not gonna do anything this year.
I really don't.
Yo, we had planned to go somewhere. I was like, well, let me take you out to dinner. It's like, well, no, she tried to put me off like I was some little Rudy Pooty.
Okay, so this is my goal for this year for my birthday. This year is my birthday is on a Friday, and I am definitely trying to.
Ooh, that's such a good day.
It's on a Friday, and I'm definitely trying to do the punchline. I want to do my stand up on my birthday.
We getting lit.
So that's my goal.
That's gonna be fun
to do that, and possibly just afterwards, just
the punchline. Did everybody hear that?
Yeah. So those are my goals.
That's an invite for
it to be a little bit healthier.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, we got good goals. Now, the thing about 2020, 2020, Ashley, you don't have much to say about this, but Mike, And I just say Ashley don't have much to say about this because Ashley has somebody in her life.
She has a boo.
What are we gonna do for dating, Mike? Are we gonna go? Are we gonna do online dating? Are we gonna try to meet people at the grocery store?
I don't do the online dating.
Why?
Because it's horrible.
Stop pulling out your hair, Ashley.
Sorry.
She's got knots on the ends of her hair like I do. But no, okay, so you don't do on... Okay, the reason why I'm asking this is because last night I got on the Facebook dating app.
Oh. Actually, I've heard a couple people who got on it and they are like, they've been getting a lot of hits. I don't know about quality dates.
All the hits that I've been getting are god awful. Like, when I tell when I tell you the men that are like liking my picture are god awful. Like, they are redneck hillbillies from the
you gotta get on that Christian Mingle thing.
Oh my god, that's where all the freaks are. I can't get on Christian. So, I cuss too much. But here's the thing,
though. There you go, casting stone.
Ashley,
why if you are Christian Mingle, you can't be a freak?
Okay, listen.
Are you a Christian?
I'm spiritual.
Answer the question. Are you a Christian?
I believe in Jesus.
So you're a Christian. Are you a freak?
Very much so.
So, but there's no freak. But there's a problem with there being freaks on Christian Mingle. Does that make sense? But there's a problem because there's freaks on Christian Mingle.
I just don't want anybody throwing no Bible verses at me. I swear to God, I will twerk on them.
Let me tell you what it is.
They'll be throwing no Bible verses.
They're not doing that. I promise
somebody told me plenty of fish, and then somebody also told me to do like
don't do plenty of fish.
No, they said do eHarmony because you have to pay for it. So when you do
like take it seriously.
So they take it seriously when you do eHarmony, and I'm thinking about doing eHarmony.
I have a friend who met her boyfriend on eHarmony. They've been together like 4 years.
And they're not married?
No, they're working on it.
Oh, okay.
But
no, I'm not doing it online apps.
Why? I feel like it doesn't matter how you meet people. It just matters once you meet these individuals.
Because we're in a different time and age, right?
Yes, this is a technological age.
It just doesn't work for me.
For you?
For me. I'm not talking about for anybody else.
Okay.
For me, nah. I don't need people that can DM me. Well, not DM me, but they can like call you through the app. And, you know, I normally
they don't even
get people.
Need your number, yeah.
I can, you know, people are like, well, I just wanted to call you and, you know, well, you know, I'm just going through this
they
hard time.
They have that on the dating apps?
No, yeah, I think that's only on like Facebook or if you're.
No, on Facebook.
Friends with maybe like IG too.
It was one online dating app that happened.
And oh, that's not on the Facebook app. I don't
the
have.
Living daylights.
Yeah, that's stalkerish.
She's scared. I mean, call at work.
You block people like that.
Yeah, but the quality.
I wouldn't want that help.
Wasn't the best. And what tends to happen is that people flirt with you through social media anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's basically how it happens. But I'm for right now for me is
so if someone hits you up on Facebook, you would be opposed to that?
No. I don't.
Because that's to me technically
that's not like dating
at all. But just because it's not a certified app doesn't mean it's not online dating.
That's how I met the guy that I'm like dealing with right now. I met him through another person's like post.
I just when people just genuinely, you know, conversation, that's cool. I got no problem with that.
Oh, so you are dating?
Listen.
It's the damn truth, girl.
Let's my go. Whole thing is that I'm dating. I'm not involved with anyone.
You're not tied down.
Like, I'm not. No. Like, we're not. We don't have titles. I don't believe in titles after 25. Like, I honestly believe, like, you know, if you're, like, 30 going on to your 40s, like, we're either doing this or we're not. We're either just screwing or we're, like, basically trying to go to the next level.
So,
yes.
No. I disagree.
How, Ashley?
First of all, if you don't have any titles, that means there's no boundaries for anyone to adhere to.
But you can't boyfriend, girlfriend, and you're grown.
It doesn't.
Y'all should just
man
already.
Friend. Why? You don't have to call it that.
You don't even have to say nothing. You know.
Yes, you do.
Y'all know what y'all want if y'all communicate what you want.
No. I'm telling you. If you don't have boundaries, that's what those titles are for, boundaries, then you're gonna be confused for the duration of that situation.
Mike, what say you?
Boundaries.
Mike, if a girl says
I'm in this and you in this, but I'm also in this too, and you don't know, but it's cool because we in this together.
You just say y'all monogamous. Like, we're monogamous. Like, there's nobody else. We're trying to take this to the next level. I would rather say my fiance and my husband before I say my boyfriend. Because at the end of the day, y'all have... just because you're a girlfriend, you're a boyfriend, does not mean that you're going to be the one. I'm not going to put no title. I will put a title on you when you put a ring on my finger.
Now, that I can agree with. That...
Look at Ashley shaking her head.
And that's me personally, that's just because of how old I am. And the fact that when I date people, they're real quick. Okay, we've been 2 months seeing.
Yeah, that you can't do that. No.
I don't know you yet.
No.
And before I can give you the title, I want to get to know you. But how long does it take you to get to know
that
me?
That part. There's no deadline.
It depends on how honest you are with me.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to be guarded and you not tell me who you are.
Yeah.
For a year and a half. Then guess what?
You're on the back. You're just there.
Then guess what?
For a year and a half.
If you don't want to talk to me, but we just screw, I'm still not knowing you. Sex doesn't tell me anything outside of what you do sexually. That's right. It. So we still don't know each other. So don't give me that. Well, we've been doing this for.
Yeah,
for
some, don't put it
I down. Don't care. I don't know you.
It's not about that. I'm okay. You guys are talking about the stages up to being in a relationship. The talking stage, the getting to know each other's
stage. What is the talking stage? Like, I know
what
people.
What he just said.
But some people.
Even how long does it take you to get.
No.
You have to be honest with me. We're talking. We're getting to know each other.
Okay.
You have
what
to.
What that mean?
I can be honest with you all day.
Yeah, that don't mean
and
that I'm going to marry
saying,
you.
That's what. You guys are not understanding. That's why there has to be. Like, you have to create. Like, that's where talking comes. Like, the talking comes in. And that's when we create these boundaries. What are we doing? Where is this going? What do you want? What are you looking for? Ultimately.
Okay.
If
so
you're not looking for. Like, you have to have boundaries. You can't just say, I'm in this and you in this. Like,
you have your boundaries. But it doesn't mean that it has to have a title with it. Like, how many people do you know have been in a quote unquote relationship with somebody for a year or two and then end up not marrying this person? This man goes out and sees another woman and ends up marrying this woman in 6 months and been with this woman for a year and a half. And that was his girlfriend for a whole year and a half.
You weren't the one.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Just because that was his girlfriend, that still was not the one.
And just because that is your wife doesn't mean you're going to be with her forever.
Well, a wife holds precedence more over than a
girlfriend. Not after you're divorced.
You still get that good ass, what's it called?
Ex-wife Social Security.
No, that's Social Security. The alimony and that Social
not
Security.
Not necessarily. Benefits. Not everyone gets alimony.
Benefits. The benefits coming to
not
you.
Not necessarily.
Especially if you're the first wife.
Well,
shit.
For me, I hear what you're saying. Ashley is like, well, there needs to be boundaries.
Ashley wants a title.
I need to know where we're going.
Where we're going.
That's communicating
And communicating. But the funny thing is that some people, even though you'll tell them where we're going, they may not, okay, well, that don't satisfy me. I want him to be my child's father. We ain't had the baby yet, but that's what I got. So I'm telling all my friends that we are together, even though he's told me that the money, he's concentrated on his career right now. He won't drop everything and move so-and-so so he could be with me. Mm-hmm. He's focused on his career. Mm-hmm. He's going to do what he needs to do for his career. People will make up shit. And so I have to find out and do my detective work and really believe your ass before I give
and
you
also a I've been told by other men that don't want to give you a idea of what you guys are, aka title, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're dealing with multiple people.
I believe it.
So that's why they're not going to give you that, and that's what they're going to try to make you feel.
I give you a title. Number one. You got number two, number three, number four.
See what I'm saying?
Number
of
five.
Of course.
But how many
men out here say, "This is my girl. This is my woman. This is my old lady," and he still has multiple.
And how many
bitches.
Women do it too? But at the same,
yeah.
Chicks do it.
That doesn't. Chicks do it.
That
too.
Title means nothing unless you are actually on paper to me. Like, it don't mean nothing. Like, what means something to me is that this man made me his wife, even if he might have another bitch. I'm his wife. It means so much to the title. I'm his fucking wife. If this man dies tomorrow, bitch, I'm his wife. And everything that is his is mine. Until that day comes, I'm single as fuck. I mean, but no, this is why I say this.
I'm about order. It's like, I feel like there's steps to things. I'm not here just playing.
But there is an order.
Russian roulette.
No. There is an order. And the order, and this is why I tell so many women, stop putting all of your eggs in one particular basket. Stop emptying out all of you to one person. If this person is not making strides, if you're with a person, if you're with a man for a year, and that man has not sat down and talked to you about anything about life, morals, what you do financially, if you want kids, if you want marriage, then let him go or put him to the side and continue to start dating or continue dating, because at the end of the day, he's not ready. A man who is with you for a year or 2 years and he has not had these conversations of what your ring size is or where you, even the conversation of, if Mike came to me and said, hey babe, where do you see yourself with me in 3 years? Do you see yourself with another child? Hey babe, financially, do you think that we can have the wedding of our dreams? If that man is not saying that to you, he is not ready. When he starts making those conversations known, he is looking for a wife. Stop emptying yourself out into a person or individual that is not willing to go to the next level with you. When that man keeps on and is insisting to see you at night, and at night only, and y'all don't go nowhere, and y'all don't do anything, I already know where to put him. That's my fuck buddy. Mm-hmm. We are just fucking. Okay. Period. And I don't care how much of a good guy he is. I don't care how sweet he is with his children. I don't care how he kisses you on the fucking forehead. Y'all are fucking. He is not trying to make you his own. Period. I'm about to see what this nigga does for Valentine's Day. Ooh. If he don't do what he's supposed to do, guess what? I'll be out because I'm tired. Like, for me, if I had known what I know when I was my 25-year-old me, no, I'm gonna tell you this. If I knew now what I knew, what I didn't know when I was 25 years old, I would not accept so many wooden nickels, like my mom would tell me.
Boy, nigga, I hope you get it together, bro.
Boy. Yeah, I'm giving him until today's the second. He got 11 days. He got 11 days. And I'm going to tell you this.
11 days to do what?
To show me something. To say, hey, I want to show you that I appreciate you. I want to show you that I really care about you. I want to show you that you're... If he does not invite me out... If he does not invite me out and spend the night with me on Valentine's Day, I know where he is.
Why don't you just be done with it then? Or you just want to...
Be done with it.
I'm saying, what do you want out of him?
I like this individual. I think that he's a really good guy.
Okay.
But I don't know where he is mentally with me. So I feel that a person that really, really appreciates you and likes you and is focusing their majority of their time with you, they will show you that on particular days. Like, you know, maybe on Mother's Day or just any other day. But the nigga that shows up the day after Thanksgiving, after Valentine's Day, it's not yours, boo. That ain't yours. This happened to me last year?
What are you working on?
You remember when that dude... That's what happened to me last year. Remember the guy who was out of state last year?
I'm just saying.
Brought me my shit on the day after Thanksgiving. Why do I keep on saying Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving? Like, this shit is crazy.
Tell us, I'm trying to help y'all out, man.
No,
if
you're
out of the country or out of state, because that's what I do. I'm out of state.
Now, shut up, Mike.
Last year, I was in the hospital, so I had a good...
Wow.
Mike, last year, this guy worked out of state, and I put two and two... You know a black woman is an investigator of all kinds. I put two and two together. I said, no, bitch, you was with another bitch. I'm so glad I didn't have sex with him. Mm. So glad. Because women, sometimes we jump too soon and get into the bed with these niggas and they mean us no good. So 2020, yep, it's got to be a better year for you guys, love-wise and everything else. Anyway, guys, okay, that's enough. We got to shorten this up. So listen.
So anyways, titles are necessary. because without a title, y'all going to be confused.
Right.
And people's feelings going to get hurt more.
And with the title, you can still get cheated on and have...
And all that. You're right. All that. But guess what? At least I can beat your ass with probable cause because we had a title and you went and did things that people with no titles do. So Ashley, now I can beat your ass for real.
Ashley, that crazy bitch. Don't fuck with her.
Hey, y'all.
And that's all I'm going to say.
And on that note, we'll be back with what you not finna do. Okay.
Oh my God, like, I can beat your ass for real now.
Absolutely. So,
I'm your wife, I'm your girlfriend. You have given me this title. So now you want to act the monkey.
So now I can beat your ass.
Now I can do what I want to do and act accordingly.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord. Guys, we'll be back with what you're not finna do.
Honestly, I don't put my hands on people.
Bye. Alright guys, so we're at the end of the show where we state what you not finna do. Alright Ashley, take it over because you had a lot to say on the last topic, so I'm gonna just go ahead and give it to you.
Okay, well, I might have had a lot to say, but I'm gonna just end it like this. What you not finna do is not give me a title.
She's so sincere about this title.
And think that I'm going to be your loyal non-girlfriend. Like, it just doesn't work that way. Like, men love to have loyal minions. Okay? They love a girl who they can just... Baby.
Damn.
We doing us. Damn. When I'm with you... You with me, we in this moment.
Damn.
We loving each other in this moment.
And that's when the bitch.
Let's not
like,
mess it up by adding a title. And that's when the minion obliges, and says,
okay.
And then goes to her girlfriends. We're just like doing us, you know? Meanwhile, he's doing us with 3 or 4 or 5 other women. No, 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 no. What you're not gonna do is get in your feelings. When I decide, I'm going to have minions of my own.
And that's what it should be.
And that's just what it is. But now, that's if you don't give me a title.
But if you have a title.
But no, you still
can't. The shackles are on.
Yeah, and you can't act up.
Gotcha.
Because she will be a bitch.
Okay.
Mike, so what you're not finna do is sit here, these females, and think that they're not going to...
And men love to be all sad when you... Even if it's just something as simple as going out on a date with somebody else. Man, I thought we was better than that. Man, I really care about you. Like,
we don't do that.
Where was all this?
Yes, y'all do.
Where was all this? Now you feel this way because I'm about to go on a date with somebody else.
Well, I don't think you necessarily would do that.
You might not necessarily, but this happens.
I feel like you would give a woman a title, Mike.
And I feel like you're very straight up. You seem like you're pretty straight forward.
I just respect the game.
And what's the game?
I just respect the game. If you're gonna play that game, I'll be like, oh, okay. And that's when women be like, so it's okay, yeah. And that really fucks a woman's head up because it's like, now I was doing this to be mad. I want you to be mad.
But now not necessarily.
We don't necessarily do it to be mad. We do it because if we don't feel like we're getting what we need. From you. Everyone has needs.
Yeah.
And you might not be supplying these needs.
Right. What you're not going to do is have me up in your bed constantly and not doing for me what I need done.
Okay.
Like, I don't care if it's just, hey, I need this money. Mm-hmm. Can you help me? Or you see
me. I'm sad. Come over.
Or something.
I need someone to be here.
I want to go on a trip. I just... yeah, I'm not going to just be sitting here giving you the best head and you benefiting from it, and I'm just left with a wet puss.
So
well,
you had a head thief?
Wow.
You had a head thief, man?
Well.
We'll have to continue that for the next one.
Woo. You was not expecting that.
And that is on the next Cosmos and Cognac.
Oh, man.
Ladies, 2020, we're not getting played. Fellas, 2020, we're not getting played. However, we're being vulnerable, we're being transparent, and we're telling those that we're involved with what we want.
And women also need to just put on their, like, man pants or something every now and then.
No, thinking caps. I don't want the man.
A lot of women, like, they have these things in their heads. These fairy tale, like, I don't know the right word. I can't think of the right word right now, but they allow these men to constantly manipulate their minds.
Yeah.
And that's how, like,
there's some men who are very, very vulnerable and get taken advantage of as well. So we can't just say women. However, I think it's the majority. Because, I mean, I had a friend that I just really had to hold the other day while I was at work. Like, literally hold her because she would not stop crying. Mm. So, at the end of the day, like, women, I know that men probably internalize it more, but women really go through it. Mm. I mean, because we are nurturers, we are givers, we are caregivers. And when we do that for a man that just abuses that and does not really honor what we're doing for them, it hurts.
Yeah, it does, but...
Anyway, guys, this was a good show.
It was.
I love you. And until the next time, guys, find us on Facebook. We're changing the name again to Cosmos and Cognac. So look out for that. And also look out for our IG page. We're going to be having an IG page pop up soon. And we'll tell you how to find us on IG. Until next time, guys, take it easy and peace.
Bye.